And good morning once again. It's Dave Plyer and for Steve Cochran on this Memorial Day Monday on 720 WGN. Hey, stick around. We're going to be giving away a Weber Spirit Grill at 740. And it is the kickoff to summer and the beginning of the summer grilling season. And to provide some helpful grilling tips, some tasty recipes for this Memorial Day and throughout the season is Weber Grill's master chef, and that is Kevin Coleman. Good morning, Kev.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having us on again.
Absolutely. You know, it's a tradition for you and I these past 5 years to kick off the summer grilling season, but it's been a WGN radio tradition for decades when Weber Grill's Patty Krug used to do the Roy Leonard Show every Memorial Day. So I love that we're carrying on that tradition, Kev.
Yes, we continue to carry on the legacy of teaching people about barbecue and representing Weber, which is one of the greatest barbecue brands ever, and we've been so fortunate to have the Krugs working with Weber and for Weber for the last 50-some years. So we're all living a very blessed barbecue world.
And we're doing a little early barbecue talk this morning because you're catching a plane. But what I wanted to mention is you do everything on the grill, but you also do breakfast on the grill.
Yeah, breakfast is one of our favorite things to do. For my wife, sometimes when I'm cooking bacon inside, she doesn't like the mess, the splatter and everything else. So I'll take it outside, put it on my grill, bake it at about 350 degrees for 30 minutes. The bacon's beautifully nice and crisp. We'll do some eggs on the side burner, a little bit of sausage, and we'll make some breakfast tacos. So it makes it way more fun when you can get outside and cook and not have the same kind of mess that you make inside.
That's right. That's right. And there's a couple ways to grill, obviously charcoal and gas. There's also electric. You know, if you got a patio and you're not allowed to have a gas or a propane tank on your deck, you can do that as well. But break down some of the basic features and benefits of charcoal versus gas.
Well, it's one of those things that depending on how much time you have, that's kind of how you're going to navigate what you're going to cook on. Now, if you like charcoal, mostly for the guys on the weekend, they have a little bit more time. You need to make sure you've got some dampers, which are those vents that adjust your oxygen inside the grill and outside the grill. You're looking for a nice, stable cooking grate that's going to provide those great sear marks. It's going to hold heat, which is going to help your food cook faster. And when you look at gas, you're going to look at the same. You know, for a lot of people, you want to make sure that you've got enough space on your patio for what you're going to be cooking. And we make a bunch of different gas grills to fit those types of lifestyles, especially if you're like in downtown Chicago in those urban areas. Our new Spirit 2 grill fits perfectly there. It's got tables that will fold down, doesn't have a huge footprint, but provides you a ton of space to cook, and it'll give you a ton of flavor.
Now, if you haven't grilled for the season yet, what do you need to do to kind of prep your grill and get it ready?
Well, we hope you've done this before because the weather's really nice now, but you want to make sure you take out the grates. It's a charcoal grill. Take out the grates. Take out the charcoal and cooking grates. You want to clean all the excess debris, that schmutz, push all that stuff outside of your kettle because that's going to hurt your performance a little bit. Gas grills, you want to take your grates out, take your flavorizer bars out, and then you want to turn on the burners and see if you've got a nice blue flame. If you've got a nice blue flame, you're ready to go. If not, you can use a clean stainless steel bristle brush and clean some excess debris that could be on top of those burners, and that'll get the grill back running. You want to make sure you get all that excess debris from prior cooks if you didn't clean it before you put it away for the winter out of that grill, and then you'll be ready to go.
Very cool. We're going to talk about recipes after the break at 7:30. But one of the things that we're going to be doing this morning is we're going to be giving away. We gave away a Weber Q grill on the Steve Cochran Show on Friday. We're giving away a Weber Spirit grill, which has got a nice value to it, like over $300, and it's a gas grill. Tell us a little bit about the Spirit.
So we just redesigned. Sorry, we're in the airport. We just redesigned our Spirit 2 gas grill. And it's loaded with a ton of features. It's got our GS4 cooking system, which is going to be your burners. It's going to be your ignition, your grease management. The beautiful thing about that Spirit 2, it has a warranty for 10 years. So it's going to last you forever. That's from the lid to the wheels with that warranty. So somebody today is going to be fortunate enough to be taking that home, and it's going to have years and years of great cooking ahead of them.
Very cool. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away a Weber Spirit grill at 7:40, so shortly after the news, but I'm going to ask you a trivia question first. Weber Grill's founder modeled his kettle grill off of what? A, a punch bowl, B, a buoy, or C, a globe? And then we're going to take the seventh caller first to see if you've got the answer right, and then we're going to go down the line from there. So if you want to win a Weber Spirit grill, value over $300, it's a gas grill, Weber founder, the Weber Grill founder, modeled his kettle grill off of what? A, a punch bowl, B, a buoy, or C, a globe. We'll take your calls at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We'll start with the seventh caller, and you'll win a Weber Spirit Grill. We'll be right back. All right, it's Dave Plyer in for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. We're talking to Kevin Coleman of Weber Grill. We're going to be giving away a Weber Spirit Grill today, valued at $350. The question was, let's see here. Weber Grill's founder modeled his kettle grill off of what? A, a punch bowl, B, a buoy, or C, a globe? Todd's got the answer. Todd, you're on 720 WGN. What is the answer, pal?
That would be a buoy.
That would be a buoy. That is correct, Todd. Todd's from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Todd, hang on the line. Congratulations to you, and Curtis will get all your information. We'll figure out how to get that grill to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, buddy. Hang on the line. All right, Kev. So recipes. I mean, you're the grill master here, pal. What, you know, we've all grilled sausages, Polish hot dogs, brats on the grill. Some of us, we've ended up with the casing splitting wide open. As a result, all the juice, all the flavor explodes out, leaving us with dried out food. So, what do we do to prevent that?
Best way to cook sausage is going to be a medium to low heat, somewhere around 325 to 350 degrees. Direct heat. We don't want it 425, 450. Reason why, Dave, you said it, you break the casing. We want to slowly bring that sausage up to temperature so it expands naturally, and you don't compromise that casing, because if you do, all that juice gets out, and the people that you're cooking for are not going to like it. So let's not do that. Keep the heat low, cook it for a little bit longer, and you'll be set and ready to go.
What about ribs on the grill today? What's your favorite recipe? You like kind of a mix between a rub and a sauce, don't you?
Well, I'm a short order cook at home, so I have my sister who loves dry rub ribs, and I have my father and the rest of us that like sauce ribs. So we put a nice brown sugar based dry rub on our ribs. We smoke those for about two. Now we'll break this down. So we're going to do baby back ribs. It's a 2-1-1 method. 2 hours on the smoker at 225 to 250. 1 hour in some foil with apple juice, and then we take it out of the foil and 1 more hour on the grill, and we sauce about 30 minutes before we take them off.
Very good. All right. And then you've got a great burger recipe that I always love.
Well, we like to talk burgers. It's simple. 5 easy tips. Number one, you got to have the right meat. I like 80-20. Those little white things inside there, those flecks of flavor, that's going to provide you moisture and flavor. Second, you want to shape it. You want to do that to about 3/4 of an inch. And this is important because it's going to cook evenly on both sides. Number three, you want to put seasoning inside that, right? So we want to make sure that you're getting your salt, your pepper, some onions, bacon, get it inside the burger, mix it all up. You want to put a thumbprint down. That's number four. That's going to level the burger off. We're making burgers, not meatballs right now. So what that does is when you put it on the grill, the juices won't pool into the center, and it won't be raw in the middle and cooked on the outside. And then finally, we're only going to flip it once. You're going to flip it to a new portion of the grate after about 4 minutes. You're going to continue to cook it for another 4 minutes, and with about a minute left, you're going to put your cheese on, and that burger's going to be ready to go.
What about fish? Because fish can be pretty delicate to throw on the grill, and some people just can't get it right. What is your suggestion for throwing some salmon on the grill or something you caught over the weekend?
Heat is going to tell you everything. So depending on how thick something is, that's going to tell you the heat that you need to cook it at. Now, your fish, if it's something thicker, if it's salmon, if it's going to be a bronze fish, if it's going to be swordfish, you're going to cook it for about 8 to 10 minutes at 425 to 450 degrees because of the thickness. Now, anything over an inch, you're going to have to start adding some time to it, and you're going to start bringing the temperatures down. If you've got thinner fish, right, we sell fish baskets, which help it from falling through. Delicate fish, you got to make sure you oil it a little bit. Put a little bit of oil, and then your seasoning. One, the oil is going to help it naturally release from the cooking grate. It's going to help caramelize it. It's also going to work as a paste so that rub adheres better to the fish, which helps it caramelize, which gives you more flavor.
You've got a cowboy cut ribeye steak recipe. I took a class at Weber Grill, which I've taken a couple of them, actually, that we'll talk about in a little bit. But you can actually looking ain't cooking. That's the thing. You know, like I'm so used to opening up the grill and checking it out to seeing it out. That's my biggest mistake, right?
Yeah, that's a challenge for most people, is setting timers helps with all this stuff. We also have this iGrill Bluetooth thermometer that helps you cook. It actually monitors, yeah. sends a Bluetooth signal to your phone, tells you when your food is done cooking, so that way you don't have to worry about constantly opening the lid. When we're cooking, we want to make sure we're disciplined. The longer that food stays on the grill, the more time it's going to dry out, right? Meat is 70 to 75% water, so we want to make sure that we're cooking efficiently, getting it on and getting it off as fast as we possibly can.
What about corn on the cob on the grill?
One of my favorites, and this is one of those debates, just like in Chicago and New York, is it thin crust pizza, is it thick crust pizza? Are you putting ketchup on your hot dog or you're not?
Not.
Corn in the husk, corn out of the husk, soak the corn. I'm a big fan of, I take the silk off the corn, I pull the husk back, I soak it in ice cold water for about an hour to an hour and a half, put a couple tablespoons of sugar in there. I cook it on the grill in the husk for about 30 minutes on indirect heat. This will help steam, it helps loosen the corn up, and then what I'll do is I'll baste a little bit of butter, a little bit of salt, start to put that over indirect heat for a couple of minutes, get okay. that nice dark color going to the corn, and it's set and ready to go.
That sounds amazing. That always sounds amazing. And then you also do, you like dessert on the grill as well.
Well, Dave, I like everything on the grill. It's peace and quiet outside as opposed to inside. So we do tons of different desserts. Summertime is the best time to be cooking dessert outside because you don't have to worry about the heat from the oven warming up your house. We love doing apple pies. We love doing pies just in general. But great tip for people is I put them inside a brown paper bag. Now, when you're cooking, just like in your oven, you want indirect heat. That's going to help make a nice golden brown crust. It's something that I learned from a chef in New York a couple of years back that I don't delineate away from. So now anytime that we're baking pie, especially apple, it's going in a brown paper bag, and it gets finished on the grill.
Very cool. We just gave away a Spirit grill, but there's a Weber Q grill that's out there, multiple colors, so that if you're tailgating or you want to bring a grill to the park, I mean, it is really the perfect thing to do, especially on a beautiful day as we're heading into summer here. Tell us a little bit about the Weber Q.
Yeah, I love cooking on my Weber Qs. We've cooked on 3Q1000s at Soldier Field. They might look a little bit small, but they pack a punch. They're great for camping, great for taking them to the lake, great for urban areas. They've got a porcelain enamel cast iron grate that retains heat extremely well. So that's going to help you with cooking, especially, you know, if it's the wintertime, it's cold outside, you can still bring that grill out. The heat stays in that grate. And it's probably, you know, one of the best grills that I have in my backyard, although I have 54 of them. I've got like four of the Qs, and they are something that, you know, I'd rather cook on those than my big gas grills because they're so efficient and the flavor is just off the charts.
Now, Weber Grill also teaches classes to consumers. There's a lot of upcoming classes coming up this summer, too.
Yep, you can check out our Chambla location, our Lombard location for the classes coming up. We have a brisket class coming up at the beginning of June that we're bringing in pitmasters from all over the U.S., and we're going to break down brisket, we're going to break down ribs, 2 days, and I guarantee you'll leave there being the next grill master.
Very cool. Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill, and for more information, simply go to weber.com. Kev, thanks again for joining us this morning, and safe travels to you and your family.
Dave, thank you so much for having us, and thank you for all the military folks out there that protect our backyards and our freedoms and allow us to be able to cook and enjoy life because of their ultimate sacrifice.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. Thanks so much. Have a great day.